Well, it's been a day of warm welcomes and fond farewells among delegates here at Perth Concert Hall. Nicola Sturgeon's been First Minister in waiting for weeks now, since standing unopposed to be leader of the party. So the first order of business today was to decide who'll take over from her as deputy. MSPs Angela Constance and Keith Brown stood alongside MP Stuart Hosey, and it was the Westminster member who emerged victorious.
Stuart Hosey, deputy leader of the SNP.
And how does it feel to say that?
It feels fantastic. I never thought I would say I was the deputy leader of the third largest party in the UK, which shows just the extraordinary leaps and bounds the party have come on since the disappointment of the 19th of September.
And what can we expect from you as a deputy leader?
I know the party inside out. I've been a member for 31 years. I know half the delegates, although not half the new members. I think you can see a determination to work really well with Nicola and make sure we win next year. I wanted to deliver a majority government in Scotland in 2016 and onwards from there.
Holyrood Transport Minister Keith Brown came in second place and is giving the new leadership team his full backing.
Of course, if you stand for any election you don't succeed, then of course you're disappointed. But I think, as we said by everybody, it was a tremendous campaign, a really good feeling about it. Best of luck to Stuart, who won with a clear victory.
And then it was the turn of Alex Salmond, striding up to the podium to make his last conference speech in Scotland's top job, to cheers, applause and a standing ovation from the party faithful.
Well, thank you, Nicola, and thank you, conference.
In the wake of the independence vote, the party has a record membership of more than 85,000. The First Minister asked delegates to help increase that even further.
Let us ensure that by next May's election, the SNP reaches a level which is never achieved before by any political party in the history of Scottish politics. 100,000 members to argue for the national cause.
And his parting shot was another rallying call for independence.
Scotland did not stand transfixed in the headlights of international attention. We rose instead to the challenge of change. The people will not disappear back into the political shadows, and the nation will not fade into the dark. The country has changed, and changed utterly. And that is why that change will carry us forward, forward to independence.
Many party members were wiping away tears while Mr. Salmond himself looked emotional. Nicola Sturgeon will make her first speech as leader here tomorrow afternoon.